Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, "No temptation has overcome you except such as is common to man." The word for today is that you can overcome the temptation. Now in Scripture, Satan is called the tempter and the accuser. First, he'll tempt you, and if you fail, he'll accuse you. He wants you to feel unworthy and disqualified in God's eyes. But you're not. Consider Hebrews 4 verses 15 and 16. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." When you fail, you can go to God with confidence, knowing that he'll not only forgive you, but provide the enabling grace to help you overcome temptation next time. We all face temptation. It's an unavoidable part of life. Even believers who've walked with the Lord for many years deal with it. Their areas of temptation may be different from yours, but Satan doesn't give any of us a free pass. However, you can overcome temptation. One of the first steps to conquering it is to start saying the right thing. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Your words give life to what you say. So start speaking God's word. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give you the authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Claim that promise today. For what God promises, he'll give you the strength to perform. You can overcome temptation. Part 1. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.